Greetings, brothers and sisters. What I'm going to talk about tonight is CERN, C-E-R-N, and I wanted to preserve the work of Joe Imbriano, who has created a website, CERN666.com. So I advise everyone to check it out, and that's what this podcast is based upon. The Chilean earthquake, CERN 666, and the gates of hell. The European Organization for Nuclear Research, known as CERN, is a European research organization that operates the largest particle physics laboratory in the world. So he has a picture of Bill Gates at CERN. And Joe says, "What is with this guy? He has his filthy paws all over the sterilizing, forced vaccinations, quaxinations, the sterilizing wireless in schools, the brain damaging data mining Common Core, and now he's hanging out at the Stargate of Shiva at the satanic argon gas farm CERN facility, ostensibly looking for the God particle? Well, it is par for the course, folks, because it is all in the family. Gates is all about eugenics, while he wraps himself in the flag of philanthropy. He is the reason kids are pumped full of toxic quaxines, and they have a sterilizing iPad microwaving their brains. And microwaving their reproductive organs at school all day in their Common Core microwave matrix classroom. William H. Gates, all in the family, senior, former head of eugenics program, or eugenics group, Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates' father, William H. Gates, senior, has long been involved with the eugenics group, Planned Parenthood, a rebranded organization birthed out of the American Eugenics Society. In 2003 interview with PBS, Bill Moyers, Bill Gates admitted that his father used to be the head of Planned Parenthood, which was founded on the concept that most human beings are just reckless breeders and human weeds in need of culling. Gates also admitted during the interview that his family's involvement in reproductive issues throughout the years has been extensive, referencing his own prior adherence to the beliefs of eugenicist Thomas Robert Malthus, who believed that populations of the world need to be controlled through reproductive restrictions. Through Gates' claims, he now holds a different view, although Gates claims now holds a different view. It appears as though his foundation's initiatives are just a modified Malthusian approach that much more discreetly reduces populations through quaxines and GMOs. You know, folks, they can dream all they want, but I believe they're really after the directed energy weapons that this thing can produce the raw materials for. Once they get what they want from people, of course, I believe that they just take out the trash. And he cites, coroner rules the drowning of two LSU graduate students accidental. At around 1 a.m. on Sunday, April 26th, two doctoral students at the Louisiana State University were mysteriously found dead at the bottom of a local swimming pool. 28-year-old Ishta Maity and 25-year-old Anton Joe were with the school's physics and astronomy department, with Maity studying theoretical astrophysics, while Anton was a third-year graduate student studying theoretical gravity. Maity was an author of one of the journal New Astronomy's most popular recent papers, entitled Black Hole Spin Dependence of General Relativist Relative Istic multi transonic accretion close to the event horizon. Joe's most recent paper was called Kantosky Sachs Space Time and Loop Quantum Cosmology Bounds on Expansion and Shear Scalars and the Viability of Quantization Prescriptions. Over a year ago, Joe uploaded a paper to academia.edu called Search for Three Jet Renaissances in PP Collisions at S+7 TeV. The paper was written for the European Organization for Nuclear Research, also known as CERN. Evil roots that run deep. Ladies and gentlemen, directed energy weapons require argon gas in a rare form, and CERN delivers the goods. We're pinning a lot of hope on the collision of argon ions, as they are much lighter than lead ions and should allow us to find the infamous critical point. Argon, of course, argon. Argon lasers operate on 9 different wavelengths, and 2 of them are the most powerful and most commonly used. The most powerful wavelengths are in the blue and blue and green regions. Depending on the need and use, the argon gas laser operates in continuous wave mode and can work in very rapid, short duration pulses. 50 years ago, they were working on producing microwave-excited ionized argon lasers, and today we all know that microwaves are emitted from radar installations such as NEXRAD installations and cell towers, which are now everywhere. So what will these directed energy weapons be used for? They're already being used to release the gates of hell, ladies and gentlemen. They will be used to give us so-called climate change, and with it, the license to reduce the population. They will be used to kill large numbers of people in ways that will seem like natural disasters. The potential for a disaster of biblical proportions depends on just where they want to bounce one of these things off of. If they bounce one of these things off of the firmament, then you will know why they have built a massive network of underground facilities. These monsters are already getting away with murder right out in the open, and now they are taking it to a whole new level, and believe me, they are just getting warmed up. Let's take, for example, Chile in South America. Chile was the starting point. It was the pilot study for the domino effect, but Nepal followed shortly thereafter. More volcanic eruptions, wild weather, earthquakes, and tsunamis, and mysterious explosions as well. Volcanic lightning in Chile, 2015, the gates of hell. So he's got some pictures and quite a few links here on this page for your reference. And some scripture. Romans 1:22-28, King James Version, and Joshua 24:15, King James Version, Ephesians 6:10-18, King James Version. This demonic dream has been around since the dawn of time, ladies and gentlemen. The demonic dream of the demonically inclined has always been one of destroying the apple of God's eye, humanity, people created in God's image. Let us stand in prayer and vigilance against it. In Yahshua, we have the power. Let us pray to end the abortions, the forced vaccinations, the forced wireless exposure, the forced drugging of our children, the forced Satanization of our children with video games, filth-ridden, perverted, violent media productions, satanic music, and cowardly false Christian doctrine that emanates from the worthless churches out of the mouths of the clearly controlled, compromised clergy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, a wicked, vile, apathetic, cowardly, self-centered, lazy, ignorant, decadent, greedy, drunken, gluttonous, idolatrous people who are in the process of being given over to our own lusts, just as our children are being brain damaged, sterilized, and destroyed by quaxines and wireless as their souls get sucked to hell by video games and the media as we sit back and do nothing while the worthless churches allow the gates of hell to be unleashed on our world. May we get on our knees, repent of our evil deeds, seek God's face, and accept the shed blood of Yahshua as a complete payment for our vile, sinful, wicked ways before we lose it all. In Yahshua's name, get involved.